Hey, and welcome to the Points to Paradise podcast, where we discuss all things travel-related, travel inspiration, and credit card points and miles. I'm your host, Megan Lanford, a stay-at-home mama, vacation lover, and small-town girl who learned how to travel for nearly free. Me and my family went from taking maybe one vacation a year to over 6 trips in a year. I want to show you exactly how to make you and your family's travel goals come true. I want to show you that traveling to dream destinations is possible without ever having to worry about how much money it'll cost you. So if you're ready to be inspired and start traveling with your family for nearly free, you've come to the right place. Hello, welcome back to Points to Paradise. This is Megan here. I am so grateful to have you listening today. Just so you know, I am recording this in my car. I am driving right now, so if the quality of the audio is not like it normally is, that's because I'm just recording on my phone while I'm driving. It is 10:30 right now, and I am a girl who is in bed by like 8 o'clock, so I am way past my bedtime, and I still have like 2 hours until I get home. I'm actually headed back from Phoenix, Arizona on a trip. And so I'm like, you know what? This is fresh in my head. I still have to stay awake for 2 more hours. I might as well just like record this podcast and get this out for you while it's fresh in my head. And you guys are gonna help keep me awake. So yeah, I'm recording in my car. But I was like, before I hit the record button, I was like, you know, they're literally traveling with me. Like, this is so cool. I'm actually traveling and you guys are here with me while I'm traveling, which is obviously what this whole podcast is about. So I just thought that was kind of cool. So if you don't know, if you don't follow me on Instagram, I was in Phoenix. This will now be last week when this podcast comes out, but I was in Phoenix for 3 days at a business conference event through my mastermind. And if you don't know what a mastermind is, it's basically a group that comes together usually online, and we have a group program that we get mentored in, and these can be for like anything that you're looking for mentorship or looking to learn in. This one was a business one because I'm looking to grow Points to Paradise and make it the best that it can be. And so I am in a mastermind with Jillian Murphy and a bunch of amazing women. And so once a year, she actually holds a live event for the members and we all get to meet in person. And so I got to meet like all my online besties for the first time in person and actually like hug them and talk to them and meet them. And it was so incredible. So it was a 2-day event. And it was seriously the best 2 days ever, like jam-packed with so much knowledge, so many amazing, amazing speakers, and just like incredible women in the room who are growing huge businesses and making just incredible changes in the world and helping so many people. And so it was just like the room that I've been looking to be in. I've just been wanting to surround myself with some other business owners, other women who are doing big things and learning from them. And so it was just like the room I needed to be in, and it was so much fun. But the real like big thing of this trip was this was the first trip that I've taken since my daughter's been born. She's 2.5 now. This is the first trip that I have taken by myself without her or my husband since she has been born. And man, was that a experience in itself. Like, I'm so glad I did it. It was so needed. I am so happy to like be traveling by myself and get that time. But I really, really missed her, and it was really hard to leave. And I'm like driving now and I cannot wait to get home, even though she's gonna be sleeping. Like, I'm still gonna like snuggle her. But I just know there's so many moms that are listening right now, and this may be you, that it's really hard to leave and it's really hard to go do something by yourself again because you're so wrapped up in the mom identity and that everything is for your child and you love them and you don't even like know what to do on your own anymore. And that was me. Like, it was really hard to leave. It was really uncomfortable. We got very uncomfortable and vulnerable at this event and shared very personal things. And like, this was completely outside of my comfort zone, something I don't normally do. I'm very introverted, and I also didn't want to leave my baby, but I did it, and I'm so glad I did it. It was great to have that time back to myself and really grow myself. So I just wanted to share that because I know like it's really hard as a mom. And I used to travel all of the time before I was a mom. Like, I traveled by myself. I went to business conferences in my previous career, and it was easy. Like, I loved it. I loved doing that. I was very independent, and I would just tell my husband, like, oh, hey, there's a conference for work in March. Like, I'm going to be gone for 4 days. Like, that was it. Whatever. Go do it. And now it's like, hey, I kind of want to go to this thing. Let me see if my mother-in-law can watch her. And like, you have to set up all the things, and there's like the logistics, and then you feel so bad for going. But I just want to encourage you, like, travel with your family, obviously, but travel with your spouse, just the two of you, and get away from the kids and travel by yourself. And even if you don't have kids, like, traveling by yourself is so empowering and brings you like this confidence and just allows you to really find like joy within yourself and the things that you're doing outside of your relationships, whether that's being mom or being a wife or a husband or a sister, or like whatever relationship that might be. Like, just going out by yourself and having that time to, like, I'm in the car for 6 hours right now, and being able to just think and be by yourself and think about what you want to work on and the things that you want to do and like, what are your goals for the next year? Like, there's just so much that comes from traveling alone that I really encourage that you do that. And if you're a mom that you're still like trying to figure this out, or you have a little one, like, it doesn't have to be this big, go to a big business conference and travel 6 hours away, or even get on the plane. Like, it can just be a staycation. Like, when you have the points to do this kind of stuff, like, it makes it so much easier. Like, me and my husband have talked about it before. Like, we live in a really small town. All we have is, I think it's a Holiday Inn. And he's talked about, like, hey, like, why don't you just go use points and go stay at the Holiday Inn for a night, like, just to get away. And it's literally like 20 minutes from our house. It can be as simple as that, but just having that time to get away, because he gets to go away all the time when he goes and fights fires for work. And so I don't get that as much. And so, like, there's just something you can do, especially when you have the points. And it was so amazing at this conference. There was about 40 of us at the event, two of which are my clients. And so one of them was sharing with me that she came from Michigan, and she booked her flights both there and back on points. So she literally only paid, like, I think it was $5.60 each way for her flights, and was able to come to this conference traveling for free. The other one, she came from Connecticut, and her husband actually came with her. And so she was like, oh yeah, we just booked a really nice fancy resort on points and got to stay there for free. And so, like, it makes doing these things, whether it's an event or a conference or just a family vacation, like, it makes these things so much more doable. Like, when we were told about the event, these two girls didn't even have to really think about it. Like, they're like, yeah, I can definitely go, because they had the points to make it. They didn't have to go like, well, can I afford $500 flight and another $500 hotel room? Like, that didn't even cross their mind. Like, can I afford it? Or if I can afford it, is it worth the cost of it to go to this event? And if you're a business owner, like, these points can help you so much in your business to be able to travel to events and travel to conferences or go to speaking engagements or in-person podcasts, or like, there's so many things that you could go to without ever having to even think about, like, well, is this going to work, or is this feasible, or is this going to be profitable? Like, you can just go. And that's really with travel for anything. Like, even if you're not a business owner, I'm sure there's things that you want to go do, maybe even other than vacations. Like, do you want to go see Kenny Chesney in concert? Like, and he's playing in another state, and you could just be like, well, if I just bought the tickets, then I can go travel there for free, and then that, like, makes it totally worth it. Like, that would totally be possible, or, like, whatever it is you want to do. Like, my husband wants to see all of the, I think, battleships in the United States, and there's, like, 6 of them or whatever, and so, like, we have the ones marked off, and so I'm like, well, what's left? And he's like, oh, we have one in San Francisco, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, we can definitely do that. Like, if you want to go to a baseball game, or, like, whatever it is, even if it's not business, like, if there's things that you want to do and you might be holding back because of the cost of going there, when the cost of going there is completely eliminated because you can go there for free, then doing those things makes it so much easier to say yes. And that is just, it literally makes me so happy to see people be able to do that and not even have to, like, second guess it, not even question it. Jillian says, hey guys, I'm holding an event, you coming? Yeah, absolutely. That's it. Like, you don't have to go, well, let me check my bank account, let me ask my husband, let me see if I think I'll get a return on my investment. Like, all of those things are out the door and you get to go. And it's such a blessing. Like, I am so grateful that I went to this. It was absolutely amazing. Yes, I drove, so I didn't even use travel points to fly there or anything like that. But a lot of the other women did. They came from all over the country. And so the ones that obviously didn't use points, I was like, hey, you guys should totally be using business credit cards so that next time you can come here for free. And so, like, I was sharing that with everybody. And it's wild what it can do for you. So I just really wanted to share a little bit about my trip that I just took. I, just actually did a destination day on Phoenix. So if you are looking to go to Phoenix, which I highly recommend, definitely go check out that podcast episode. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. But this time I didn't stay in a resort because I really wanted to connect with a lot of the women that were there. So 10 of us actually got an Airbnb together, and I just ended up paying cash because one girl booked it and I paid her back, and so we just shared an Airbnb together, which was awesome. So I'm glad I did that instead of staying in a hotel by myself. Even though the hotel would have been free, I was really looking for more of the experience and the connection with everybody. So I didn't use points on this trip, but hey, it was still travel. I still went by myself. Like, it's just an amazing place to go, Arizona. If you don't know, I'm originally from Phoenix, Arizona. So I absolutely love Arizona. And anytime I get to go there, it makes me so happy. I now live in New Mexico with my husband on our cattle ranch. But yeah, I just wanted to share about the trip and encourage you that if you are looking to take a trip by yourself, whether you are a mom or not, or heck, even, like, there was a girl in the mastermind who has never traveled by herself, and that just alone was, like, a huge thing for her to get on a plane by herself and travel over there and do that. So, like, even if that's you, like, and you're just like, I've just never even done that before, and you're not, like, a mom trying to leave your kids, you're just trying to travel by yourself, like, definitely do that. It's such an experience, especially for women. Like, there's just something about it that's empowering and gives you that confidence and gives you that, like, empowerment to travel by yourself. And I highly recommend everybody does it, no matter what stage of life you're in. It really is just something everybody needs to do. So I really just wanted to share all of that with you, and give you a little, basically, life update. I know it's a little different than some of the other podcast episodes, but I thank you so much for tuning in and choosing this podcast, because I know there are so many podcasts out there and you could literally listen to any one of them, and you're listening to mine. So I am so, so, so grateful for that. And if this resonated with you, or you know a mama who needs to take a trip by herself, or someone who needs to travel alone, definitely share this with them so that they can start taking trips by themselves for free with points. Thanks, guys. I will catch you next week.